If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the Made to Be Seen Very Sexy Push Up Bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive Swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure. AdventureMission.org.
It's time to go around the room with Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Something's about to go
down. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Well, 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 we made it to Friday. I'm hoping this weekend my voice comes back so I can be my loud, obnoxious self. By Monday. I know you miss that, don't you?
Very much so.
But I have found there are crafty, unique ways to be obnoxious without a voice. So I'm working on those. I'll prove it to you in a few minutes. I'm going to find a way to irritate the living hell out of all of you. We're still sort of partying our asses off because we're so excited that Gandhi is back. Yay. So I know that you're officially going to be in your bed tonight.
Yes.
How excited are you about that?
Man, I am so excited. I love my bed so much. I just haven't been around any of my stuff in a while. And I'm, you know, like, as you can tell, I'm dressed like, I don't even know, kind of a... like a bum at the moment, so.
No, you don't. You look great.
I am comfortable, but it's,
I like,
you know.
That. Is that a compliment, Danielle?
Yes, because I think we all are in our comfortable, except with Sam always looks good, you know.
You look so comfortable.
Yeah, but I'm excited to get back to my stuff and water my plants and, you know, all that stuff.
Aww. Oh my God, did someone water them?
No, I'm hoping they're okay.
Oh.
All right. All right, well, that said, let's go around the room. I'm going to see what's on your mind. Today's special guest is Diamond. Of course, we love our Diamond, who, by the way, usually takes a little nap every morning in our green room. Today, she went down the hall and experienced a couch over at Power 105 for the Breakfast Club. You know, the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Envy and Charlamagne, they have their own couch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have like six radio stations in the building. She's going to sleep around at every couch until she finds her favorite one.
She's like the Goldilocks and the Three
she
Bears.
She is. Until she finds one that's just right. So to give us your rating, was their couch nice down at the Breakfast Club?
Oh, yeah. It was maybe like a 7-8.
All right.
Yeah, wow. I liked it.
What is our couch? Is our couch?
Oh, our couch is a 6.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, what could we do to improve our couch quality for you, Diamond?
I need a little pillow, you know, something a little bit more comfy, you know.
Just okay, we'll work on that. Maybe a Tempur-Pedic of some sort. All right, we'll figure it out. All right, let's go around the room. We'll start with you, Diamond. What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, listen, the countdown begins. 9 days, 13 hours, 37 minutes until I see Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
37 minutes.
That is so cool.
Oh, I'm so excited. She'll be in New York this weekend, so I know I'm going to be very jealous. I'm going to stay off of social media because all of my friends here are going to be posting. But next week is my time, baby. I can't wait. Oh.
Good for you. I know this excites you beyond belief. We've heard great reviews about her tour. It sounds like she's really kicking ass.
Oh, she just looks so good.
Of course she does. All right, well, we want a full report when you're done. And maybe Beyonce will chip in and buy you a new couch to sleep on.
Let's hope so.
We'll find out. Danielle, what's up with you?
Well, first of all, it's my brother's birthday today. He's not 18, but happy birthday to my brother, Roy.
He's not.
No, but my son, Spencer, I cannot believe that the kid is 18. He's not even a kid. He's on his way to soccer golf with his dad and his brother in the car. Happy birthday, Spencer. I don't even know what to say because I was bawling in the car this morning. So we're not going to get... Because you know what's happening in a month. Let's not say it.
Nothing.
I love you so much. I can't wait to spend the weekend with you and have a fantastic time and celebrate you. You're wonderful. You're everything anyone could want in a kid. And I love you. And that's all. I'm not going to just...
Wow.
Happy birthday, Spenny.
Happy birthday. You know,
no matter how old he is, he will always be your kid.
He will right? always be my kid. He'll always be my little
man. I can see you 100 years from now when you're the old lady with the cats. Introducing everyone to your 75-year-old kid.
Still will be my kid.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, producer Sam, what are you thinking?
I'm going to say something a little strange, but our Scary is an adorable sleeper.
Hmm? Oh.
It's just, you're just such a cute little sleeper. We shared an Uber yesterday home, and poor Skier was wiped out, so he passed out in the middle of a conversation, and he was the one talking, which was my favorite part. And throughout, he periodically hummed a few times in his sleep, and once he giggled himself awake, said one thing to me about traffic, and fell right back asleep. It was just precious.
In an Uber.
Yeah. I was really entertained, Skier. You're just the cutest little cutie. I did not know you were that cute sleeping.
Thank you for surprising me with that. I had no idea that
Loved
I did
it.
That. Okay. I didn't even know I fell asleep.
You hummed, man. I got to ask you what that's about, but it was still adorable.
Excellent. In an Uber, which I find fascinating. Yeah. We'll go to Skier. Skier, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I can't be Met fan shamed. My friends are telling me that, we got to go to the game tonight. We're going to the game.
Did you see the game last night?
I did. It was a rain delay, but they finally pulled it out late. They've won 2-1 against the Nationals. But I was supposed to go to the game tonight with my friends, and I'm like, I'm backing out because of the heat. Because it's going to be, we're in the middle of a heat wave. It's the middle of the 90s, 95 degrees.
What I said, time I'm sorry. Is the game?
7
Really? 7 o'clock, you can handle the heat at 7 o'clock.
No, I don't know. It's pretty hot at 7.
So that's where I draw the line, is with heat. I said, look, I'm sorry. I'm a huge Met fan. Now, you're not a real fan. Real fans go to the game through thick and thin and all kinds of weather. And I'm like, so, all right, okay. So call me what you want, but I'm not going to the game. I'm going to stay cool.
All right. You know, the air conditioning is right there, and you can watch it on TV at the house. You're good. You're good. Hey, Froggy, what's going on with you, Frog?
I had a big old man fail last night. So Lisa says, are you sure we have enough gas in the grill to cook this fish? I said, oh, yeah, we'll be fine. I get the fish. I heat up the grill. I get the fish on, and I go out there to turn it over. The gas ran out. The propane tank was empty.
Oh, wow. Did you have sushi for dinner?
So we didn't eat dinner last night. It was not a pleasant evening.
Oh, boy.
I tried to air fry. Well, I tried to cook it after once it had already started cooking, but didn't realize it wasn't cooking, and it was just bad. So
you know what?
Don't gamble with the propane tank.
Here's the thing: your car has a gas gauge. Your propane tank, sometimes they have gauges, but they're not accurate. You got to fill that up.
Yes, they're not accurate. So after over time, it looks like it still has gas. It had none. So
lesson learned. What's the straight Nate? What's up with you?
Okay, to my fellow scruffy guys out there, you know, I like this little amount of scruff on my face. I think it makes me look like a silver fox.
You look good.
You look good.
So the other day, I had a problem with it, though. I got a beard splinter. I know, ladies, you can't associate with this. Guys, have you ever gotten a beard splinter in your finger?
I don't think so.
Yes,
tell the story.
I was scratching my face, and all of a sudden, oh, God, what the hell? And there was a beard particle in my thumb.
Oh, my God. And it's like a cactus?
Yes. And it hurts so bad. And then I had to get tweezers, and then part of it broke off, and I had to get a needle and dig it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Nate. I've never heard of that ever. That's so strange.
No, beard splinters. I'm telling you.
It gets between the pores of your skin.
Yes.
It's crazy.
And it hurts like hell.
How are you feeling today? Did you put some ointment on it or something?
I did have to put some ointment on it, and it's getting better. But, I mean, just be careful out there, fellas. You know, God.
I'm sure ladies get those too. I would love to hear from you.
Have you ladies? Ever
I don't remember that, but you know,
beard responsibly.
Ladies, if you've ever had a beard splinter, we want to hear from you. Gandhi, you're up last. What's going on?
I would like to apologize to Diamond because I'm the reason she had to sleep around this morning. Usually, she will go into our little lounge and she takes a nap. And today, I got here really early and I was really tired. So I looked in there and she wasn't in there. So I thought, oh, it's okay. It's safe. I'll go sleep in here today. So I went and I fell asleep. Then here comes Diamond walking in the room with her coffee. And when she saw me, she screamed and I scared the crap out of her, which is what made her go down to Power and take a nap on their couch. At which point, she scared the crap out of Envy when he walked in and saw her in there. So I created a lot of chaos this morning, and I apologize for that. Thank you, everybody, for rolling.
Just briefly, can we address this?
Yes.
We're in the business of doing a show, not putting you guys up in accommodations. Yes. This is not Motel 6. I'm so sorry.
A little apartment attached to the.
Okay. You know what? There's an apartment building next door if you guys want to go in together.
Sorry, Diamond. Sorry about that one.
Oh, well. Okay. At least you apologize.